being that we say Ashayotza so many times every single day, it gives us the opportunity to be sensitive to the nuances in the bracha. Ashayotza as Adam b'chachma, the Yetzirah, the forming of man was with wisdom. Uvaravoy, but the creation of us was with nekavim chalulim chalulim, with holes and hollow organs. So why do we have this double lashon of Yetzira and Bria? What's the difference between them? In fact, there's a pasuk, Yetzir u'Bira Chayshech, who forms light, creates darkness. We don't say this in davening, but let's face it, Yeshaya Navi says that Oseh Shalom u'Bira Ra, who makes peace and creates evil. So isn't that interesting? Boire chayshech, boire ra. For those words of darkness and evil, we use the word of bria. But when it comes to ar and shalom, we use the word yitzira. So the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, explains, bria is on the etzem hadava, creation is on the thing itself. But yitzira is where it gets given a form. So for example, let's say you have a shulchan, a table. So the thing itself, right, so the wood itself is the bria. But forming the wood into a table, cutting it, making it, planing it down, whatever, putting the legs on it, that's yitzira. Finishing it off and painting it and colouring it and varnishing it or whatever, that's asiya. So you have three stages. I have bria, yitzira, and asiya. Bria is the creation of the wood. The yitzira is the form of the table, and the asiya is the finish. According to this, when it comes to darkness, how could you say yitzira? Right? And how could you say asiya? Rather, chayshech, darkness, is bria. What is the bria? Boire chayshech. The bria is the stopping of the light. It's something negative. When there's no light, there's darkness. The creation of evil comes as a result of the concealment of good. And this is what the Ramchal says in Das Tvinais, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to create evil in the world, which is the opposite of his shlemus, what does he do? He conceals himself in the greatest way possible. And therefore, as a result of his concealment and the lack of shining of divine light, then all these negative things happen. And therefore, this is really what evil and darkness is, the absence of light and goodness. Therefore, what are we saying? The source of the creation of evil is the more lack there is, the more dark there is. It's just a question of absence. And therefore, varavoy nekavim nekavim. That's an empty space. So of course, where there's an empty space, where there's a lack of something, there's a hole, there's something hollow, of course that's bria. Because bria is the absence of something when there's a sense of concealment there. And therefore, varavoy nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim means we have many holes in the body, the mouth, the nose, other parts of it, right, within the heart, says Rashi, the intestines. Those are all the things that we're talking about. So the reason why the Lashon of Bria is used is because in a certain sense there's an absence there, and we're going to see in coming days why that absence is important.